Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Black Pride. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. I'm actually in a good mood because I could be the racist piece of shit that you people can't be. Yes, fuck. Yes, rolls off your tongue. Nigger. Nigger. Say it with me. Nigger. Fuck niggers. They're fucking retarded ass fucking ghoulies. In my opinion, of course, but what the hell do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback, but a racist wetback. Yay! Well, I guess if my people was created by fucking niggers, I'll be more inclined with them. I guess that's why white people like getting their ass fucking smashed by niggers, because they were created by niggers, wasn't it? Yeah, Yakub. Oh man, that's so fucking stupid. But if you're stupid and let yourself get smashed by a fucking nigger, then you're fucking stupid and you get what you deserve. Just saying. Yes, friends, I have this clip right here of a nigger getting stupid on this white bitch. Why? Because niggers. So let's watch. Don't you mean that she came on your face? You sure this fucking white bitch is not a fucking tranny? Yeah, why isn't your fucking nigger face all white? Yeah, turn that black face into a white face. Why not, right? That's probably the only time you'll be fucking white. Yeah, you're fucking abominating that fucking white shirt that you have on, so whatever. Let's continue. What the fuck is fucking this fucking great ape fucking grape ape fucking nigger bitch fucking talking about? Yeah, this fucking white chick is just standing there, just fucking not doing anything. And this nigger bitch is just popping up talking fucking shit. She's not right on your face, you dumb bitch. You're just having a fucking nigger moment. Yeah, she's chimping out. She's going, what fucking stupid shit is this? But no, they fucking let fucking these dumb people do this kind of shit. Why? Because niggers are getting promoted because of Jews. Fuck you, Jews. Thanks for bringing this bullshit to fucking fruition, you motherfuckers. Now look at the world. It's fucking shit because of Jews. Oh no, the world is so fucked. When you get rid of fucking women's rights, take away the fucking powers of fucking Jews and all kinds of shit. Damn, there's a lot of work we need to do, but it is what it is. So let's continue. Gee, look at this fucking nigger bitch. She's getting into the face of that white chick. And that chick is just fucking standing there like a retard. Here's a word of advice. If someone's getting in your face like that, you should start screaming and saying, help, help, help! And you start fucking swinging. Yeah, say that your anxiety flared up or something. Say you have PTSD and this bitch fucking started doing her bullshit. Yeah, say you're in like Fallujah or Iraq or some bullshit. Yeah, you can always fucking say that shit. Oh, isn't that stolen valor? Well, gee, your fucking people are fighting for fucking Jews, so you call that stolen valor? Yeah, fucking doing stuff for Jews? Yeah, you're proud about that shit? Yeah, if you're in the military and you're fucking still thinking that you're doing things for freedom, you're fucking stupid. Go fucking smack yourself, you dumb bitch. But it is what it is, so let's continue.
Tell her to get out of my face! Tell this bitch get out of my face! What the fuck are you in my face for?
Yeah, this white lady puts up with a lot of bullshit, but I think she's fucking stupid. You could always just turn around and walk away. Yeah, I've done that before to people. I work with the public because I do sales. Yeah, there's some people like fucking stupid, just turn around and walk away and just leave them fucking running their mouth. Yeah, you could always fucking disengage. You don't have to fucking deal with these people. But why do you? Is it because you have this Stockholm Syndrome fucking for minorities or some shit? I'm a minority too, but I don't act like this. No. No, no, no. But why do niggers have to be acting like this? It's because they fucking getting promoted. Duh. Yes. If fucking we lived in fucking normal land, this fucking nigger bitch wouldn't be doing this shit because she'll be the one getting her ass kicked. But no, people let them do whatever the fuck they want, so this is what we have to deal with, so enjoy!
What the fuck are you in my face for, bitch? Back up! What the fuck are you in my personal face for?
What the fuck? You just fucking touch me. Fuck you. Flame on. No, that's when you start fucking beating some fucking ass. Yeah, someone touches you, now you can fuck them up. But because this fucking white bitch has been fucking beating down saying that racism is bad, don't do things to minorities, she's gonna take the fucking bullshit. That is so fucking stupid. Yeah, you white people, stop doing that shit. What's it called? Fucking suicidal fucking, sympathy or some bullshit like that? Yes, white people, stop being fucking stupid. These people are trying to destroy you. What, do you have to take a fucking Webpack's fucking advice and fucking defend yourself? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with defending yourself. Yes, I know all these people saying that white power is fucking wrong, but shit, maybe you should use a little bit of fucking power. Yeah, why don't you just fucking nut up? Yeah, I know you're a chick and all, but no, don't be taking this abuse. But let's watch and see what she does.
Back up! Back up! Back up! What happened? Back up! Back up! Back up! What happened? What's up? What's up? What you wanna do?
Oh, that's a good thing. She was actually smart enough to walk away and let that fucking nigger do her ooga booga over there. Yeah, that is correct. Just let them fucking stay there. Didn't I just say that? So this chick actually used her brain. Yeah, even women could fucking use their brains. It's in there, but they don't use it that much. So, you know, it's like when you sit down on your ass and you get fat and lazy. That's how a female brain is. But let's continue. Gee, either this guy is a good Samaritan, took you long enough, or this is the chick's fucking man. Well, fuck, that black chick and the fucking dude, they're about the same fucking size. So, yeah, I would have to jump in too. Yeah, I don't know why that fucking white bitch is getting attacked by a nigger, but, you know, you gotta protect your pussy, because if not, they smash your pussy and then you're out of pussy. And then, you know how people are thirsty and all, so, yeah, buddy, go protect your fucking snatch. Yeah, I'm guessing that nigger dude is probably this black bitch's fucking man. Yeah, where were you earlier when you fucking your bitch was getting stupid on the fucking white chick? Yeah, you could have fucking stopped that, but not because you see this fucking white dude coming against this fucking nigger bitch. Now you have to jump in. Yeah, motherfucker, you could have avoided all of this if you'd have told that fucking black bitch to fucking come down with her nigger moment. Yeah, now you might be able to get your ass kicked too. And I think this white boy is a little bit bigger than you, but maybe my eyes don't work. Well, let's play the clip and find out, right? Yeah, man. Yes, that fucking black bitch is getting stupid on that white boy, and I was right. That nigger dude is fucking smaller than the white boy, so yeah. I hope you have your fucking Glock, nigger boy, because if not, you're gonna get your ass smashed by this fucking white boy. And it looks you're in a casino area, or maybe you're in a cruise, so maybe you don't have your fucking weapons with you, so hope you know how to fight, fat boy. Yeah, you're gonna see two sumo wrestlers going at it, so that's gonna be fun, right? Well, let's watch.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Well, I'm gonna put myself in this white boy's fucking shoes as Gonzo OG, not as a fucking pretending to be a white boy. First of all, I wouldn't have a fucking beard, because nowadays fucking beards are for fucking faggots. Yeah, look around you. All the people that have beards are fucking fags and they do cuck face. So no beard for me. Yeah, and also you don't want someone grabbing you by the beard and fucking smash you. That's why you shave your head too. Well, I'm also losing my hair, so that's why I do that. So TFM, here's the word of advice. Just shave your head, man. There's nothing wrong with that. You might look like Anton LaVey, just don't look gay like Anton LaVey. He's a Jew too, so yeah, the Church of Satan is fucking bullshit. But yeah, just fucking go in there, I will fuck up that fucking dude and that bitch at the same fucking time. Yeah, I might look like a small little wetback, but I know how to fucking fight. Why? Because I'm a small little guy, and either you take the abuse, or you become the abuser, so guess what Gonzo chose. Anyways, let's continue. Oh, remember about cuckface? Well, there you go, buddy. There's one right there. Enjoy.
Hey,
Oh, what a fucking ripoff. This fucking bitch still wants to fucking fight that white chick. Fuck this fucking bitch. Yeah, you could ignore her. She ain't doing nothing. She's all bark and no fucking bite. What a fucking lame-ass fucking bitch. Boo! Running your mouth like a stupid nigger. You ain't doing shit. Shut the fuck up. You're soft like baby shit. Eat a dick. Goodbye. Well, anyways, let's continue. What the fuck? Why did that nigger bitch go down to the floor? She didn't get punched or anything. Or maybe she dropped fucking her fried chicken or some shit, so she went to go pick it up. Yeah, was there some fucking watermelon on the floor or something, you stupid ass bitch? I don't know, man. Fucking white people, sorry, I mean black people are fucking stupid ass creatures. Well, that white chick, she was fucking smart and she walked away, so hey, at least that chick was actually with a brain. So it is what it is. Yeah, you wanna see some more nigger stupidity? Yeah, I have a fucking nigger that's doing a fucking rap on a casket. Why? Because of niggers! Enjoy! I know they want me to move on, but I ain't ready to let go. Yeah, instead of them fucking rapping their fucking Hellcats and shit, rapping fucking caskets. Yeah, how did this fucking nigger bitch die? Did she die during childbirth? Or maybe it was a botched fucking abortion, huh? Or maybe it was a twerking fucking accident, huh? The world may never know. But whatever, let's continue. You know, I was thinking of actually grifting niggers. Yeah, look how fucking stupid they are. You could sell them all kinds of fucking shit. Yeah, just like Indians, you could probably take a shit on a fucking plate and tell them it's fucking pate or some crap, and they'll fucking buy it and eat it. Yeah, just dump a bunch of sugar and Kool-Aid, and there you go. Fucking niggers. Why, oh why are you so fucking stupid? I don't know, man, but it is what it is. And don't breed with them, you dumb fucks. Just saying. Looking down, smiling at me. I pray that you find some peace and you're finally happy. But I can't sleep, dog. I cry every. This probably be the whole. Hey now, look at this fucking bitch. She's black and a woman. She's actually doing decent work. Wow. I guess they're not all fucking worthless, right? But whatever. Let's continue. Remember how we used to ride, plotting on a plan. Me and had a bond, the world wouldn't understand. God help us. You see, friends, there's a lot of ways to make money. You don't necessarily have to sell drugs or rob people or anything like that. All you need to do is just have a little fucking brains, some ingenuity, and just fucking have the fucking drive to go out and do shit. Yeah, as long as you're not a weak fucking lame weak piece of shit that's stupid and actually are hard workers, you can make money. Look at this dumb bitch. She's fucking doing it. Why can't you? Anyways, let's continue. Understand this crazy life of mine. So many funerals, court dates, suits and ties. I get to thinking about my. Hell, at least it's a good thing. One less nigger to fucking pollute the gene pool, right? This one's deader than fuck. Oh, wait a minute. They're niggers. Don't they fucking like breed like fucking rabbits? Yeah, don't they come out pregnant when they're born or some shit? So she probably already has like 2 or 3 kids already fucking crapped out. So it is what it is. But whatever. Let's continue. Can't help but cry. Tell me how you leave me without saying bye. Remember how we used to ride, dog, just you and me. Fucking niggers are so fucking retarded, man. And people are fucking breeding with these fucking creatures. It's so fucking funny. Stop being a fucking faggot ass mud shark, but you people like doing this shit. Yeah. Niggerosity is so fucking stupid. Fuck black culture. Stop breeding with these motherfuckers. You're not gonna get nothing good. Yes, friends. Be smart. Don't be with these fucks. Just fucking move forward. Be awesome. Yes, these scourges are gonna have to be fucking dealt with, so you be doing good stuff and act accordingly. I'll be fighting with you. So you be awesome, and I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
A black Popeyes employee in Louisiana was fired and could face a lawsuit after he farted on raw chicken and served it to customers. The incident started when the employee posted a disturbing video online. In the video, he walked into the restaurant's raw chicken storage area, opened a package of uncooked chicken, sat on it, and farted on the food. After that, he appeared to take the same chicken, cook it in the fryer, and serve it to customers. A few days later, some customers discovered the video online. When they watched it carefully, they realized the employee in the video was the same person who had prepared their meals at the restaurant that day. The customers said they immediately felt disgusted and sick after realizing they might have eaten the chicken shown in the video. They brought the evidence to the restaurant and contacted Popeyes corporate, demanding compensation and an investigation. Popeyes fired the employee and hired lawyers to take legal action against him. After the video went viral, many people said this was exactly why they avoid fast food, because customers never know what happens in the kitchen before their food is served. Others said anyone who intentionally does something like